Hello, welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music every Monday night at 7, a replay on Saturday at 1, from Emory and Henry College in Emory, Virginia. Wombats and Music is my opportunity each week to play for you songs I love. I only play things I love, and as I remind you each week, sometimes I love them for odd reasons. And the title, Wombats and Music, Wombats refers to any oddball things I stick in, like a poem or a reading or a joke. Or one week recently, I played the fiddle. That's a true wombat. But tonight, I have no specific wombats planned, although sometimes they occur spontaneously. I'm going to start off with a song I did not get to finish last week. It's Baton Rouge by Guy Clark. I first heard this, about 15 years ago, and just fell in love with the song. Absolutely totally taken with it, memorized it, learned it, got a group to play it with me, had a wonderful time with it. I think it's a great song and a wonderful arrangement. So this is Guy Clark playing Baton Rouge.
Well, I'm gonna leave Texarkana, I'm gone down to Louisiana, I'm try my luck in Baton Rouge. I'm gonna follow old Red River down till I see the lights of town. Man, I ain't gonna get no sleep in Baton Rouge. Sing Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge. I'm gonna get me some alligator shoes. Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge. I'm gonna wear them out down Baton Rouge. Texas girl that broke my heart, and then she tore my truck apart. Guess I'll give me another in Baton Rouge. I like crawfish, I like rice, and I like girls that treat you nice. I'm gonna find me one in Baton Rouge. Said Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge, I'm gonna get me some alligator shoes. Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge, I'm gonna wear them out down Baton Rouge. Hey, I'm gonna learn to walk that walk. I'm gonna learn to talk that talk. I'm gonna learn to dance in Baton Rouge. Now, ain't life just like a cul-de-sac? Texas boy, and I'm going back as soon as I catch my breath in Baton Rouge. Sing Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge. I'm gonna get me some alligator shoes. Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge. I'm gonna wear them out down Baton Rouge. Hey, I'm gonna strut my stuff in Baton Rouge.
That was Baton Rouge by Guy Clark. Next up is Del McCoury, the Del McCoury Band. Del McCoury is the same age as me, born the same year. And he sings with his two sons, Ronnie McCoury and Rob McCoury. And I heard this song last week. I think it's from way back. He's been recording for many years. He was still recording in 2009. And this is Big Blue Raindrops. Kind of a traditional country music song, good instrumental stuff, classic harmony. I've got another one later on. Two of the songs this week are just kind of standard, everyday bluegrass country music.
Beating on my heart, a rainbow's promise to love again. But it don't look like it's ever gonna stop breaking my heart, these big blue raindrops. I feel like cussing that old weatherman, but it's not his fault that it's a setting in. We used to love while it was pouring down. These big blue raindrops only hurt me now. I need a break in these old dark clouds. A little sunshine's what I need now. I need a sign that it's gonna end. A rainbow's promise to love again. But it don't look like it's ever gonna stop breaking my heart, these big blue
Del McCorry Band. Now we're going back to more classic country. This is Merle Haggard called Mama Tried. And I guess many of us feel that way, that our mother tried to make us something better than we turned out to be. My mother tried to raise a gentleman. Well, I'm a little bit of a gentleman, but not anywhere near as much a gentleman as my mother would have liked. But Merle Haggard had a little rougher than that. He wrote this song, and it focuses on the pain and suffering he personally caused his own mother by being incarcerated in 1957 in San Quentin prison. The song makes it sound a lot worse than that. The person in the song is incarcerated for life. But in any case, Mama Tried by Merle Haggard. Merle Haggard sang some nitty-gritty, dirty, really heavy-duty, nitty-gritty songs about how life can be tough. And this is one of them. So this is Mama Tried by Merle Haggard from 1968.
The first thing I remember knowing was a lonesome whistle blowing and a youngin's dream of growing up to ride on a freight train leaving town, not knowing where I'm bound, and no one can change my mind, but Mama tried. The one and only rebel child from a family meek and mild, my mama seemed to know what lay in store. In spite of all my Sunday learning, towards the bad I kept on turning, till Mama couldn't hold me anymore. I turned 21 in prison, doing life without parole. No one could steer me right, but Mama tried. Mama tried, Mama tried to raise me better, but her pleading I denied. That leaves only me to blame, 'cause mama cried. Dear old daddy, rest his soul, left my mom a heavy load. She tried so very hard to fill his shoes, working hours without rest, wanted me to have the best. She tried to raise me right, but I refused. And I turned 21 in prison, doing life without parole. No one could steer me right, but mama tried. Mama tried, mama tried to raise me better, but her pleading I denied. That leaves only me to blame, 'cause mama tried.
That was Merle Haggard with Mama Tried. Next up is One Promise Too Late by Reba McEntire from 1987. Written, among others, by Dave Loggins. Loggins, Messina, he gets around. This was her eighth number one single, and quite a story. I often talk about the fact that songs are for leavers and leavees, those left behind and broken hearts and that sort of thing. This one has a different twist. I kind of wish, well, I'm happy now, but my ex-wife certainly didn't follow this principle. She is telling a story of having fallen in love with a man, but she's already married, she says to him, "You're one promise too late." And you can feel the longing and the pain, but she's not about to leave her marriage because she's already made a promise. Well, as you know, in our society, people don't always hold to those promises. If they meet someone else and fall in love, they leave them. But she chose to stay in her marriage in this song and tells the guy, "Look, baby, you're very important to me, but you are one promise too late."
All through the years, but I met someone before you, and my heart just couldn't wait. So no matter how much I adore you, I've got to stand behind the promise that I made.
Promise too late.
Where were you when I could have loved you?
One Promise Too Late by Reuben McEntire. Next up is another country song, The Church on Cumberland Road, recorded by Shenandoah. It was their first number one hit, and it happened in 1989. They were formed in 1984 in Muscle Shoals, Alabama. And so this gives you an idea. I mean, here's a top group just full of talent, and 5 years before they had a number one hit. And they went on to have a few more. This is The Church on Cumberland Road, and it's the story of a guy trying to make it to his own wedding. And I infer they had a bachelor party. He just says they've been out rocking all night. But I think they had a wild time, and he's late, and he's upset because the guy driving the car can't seem to get any speed out of it. They're only going 95, and he wants to be there. He thinks his bride is probably crying at the altar. And so he's telling the guys, get me there. Come on, guys. Step on it.
Just about a mile off of 109, there's a little church sitting back in the pines. I promised that girl she was gonna be mine. I wouldn't be surprised if she was standing there crying.
Hope he made it to his wedding, to the church on the Cumberland Road. Next up is the Mamas and the Papas. I dedicate this to my friend Pete Brown. He liked the Mamas and the Papas, and so I've been listening to them recently. This song is called Monday Monday. It's from 1966. Pete and I were both pretty young in 1966, and this was their only song that the Mamas and Papas had that actually got to number one on the U.S. Billboard 100. They had a lot of top 10 songs, but this was the only one that got to number one. And it's characterized, it says in the notes here, by a false ending. Well, I haven't noticed that before, but I'm going to listen for it. So this is the Mamas and the Papas singing Monday, Monday.
So good to me. Monday morning, it was all I hoped it would be. All Monday morning, Monday morning, couldn't guarantee that Monday evening you would still be here with me. Monday, Monday, can't trust that day. Monday, Monday, sometimes it just turns out that way. Oh, Monday morning, you gave me no warning of what was to be. Oh, Monday, Monday, how could you leave and not take me? Every other day,
every other day,
every other day, every other day of the week is fine, yeah. But whenever Monday comes, but whenever Monday comes, you can find me crying all of the time. Monday, Monday, so good to me. Monday morning, it was all I hoped it would be. Monday morning, Monday morning, couldn't guarantee
that Monday evening you would still be here with me.
Every other day,
every other day,
every other day, every other day of the week is fine, yeah.
Well, I heard the false ending. That's that break where you think the song is over, and but it keeps on going. The Mamas and the Papas are an interesting group. The voice, Mama Cass, Elliot Cass, was a late addition to the group when they were forming, and the guy who did all the arrangements, John Phillips, he didn't want to bring her in because both her voice was too low, he thought, for the arrangements, and she's a fairly heavy woman. He thought she might not be good on stage. Well, he was wrong. She made the group. The group later got into trouble when John Phillips' wife had an affair and left Michelle. Well, she was expelled. So that was the end of that, and they brought someone else in. They only recorded for about 4 or 5 years, but they made a number of really big hit songs, and I love that group. Next up is a country song by David Frizzell. It's called You're the Reason God Made Oklahoma, and it's a story of a young woman who's in Los Angeles, I think, or is on the West Coast, looking back to her boyfriend in Oklahoma, and it's there telling their sides of the story, and it's just got a beautiful melody to it. It's just a nice feel to this song, and it's one of my favorites.
There's a full moon over Tulsa, I hope that it's shining on you. The nights are getting cold in Cherokee County. There's a blue northern passing through. I remember green eyes and a rancher's daughter, but remember is all that I do. Losing you left a pretty good cowboy with nothing to hold on to. Sundown came and I drove to town to drink and drink or two. You're the reason God made Oklahoma. You're the reason God made Oklahoma. And I'm sure missing you. I'm sure missing you.
City lights outshine the moon. I was just now thinking of you. Sometimes when the wind blows, you can see the mountains and all the way to Malibu. Everyone's a star here in LA County. You ought to see the things that they do. All the cowboys down on the Sunset Strip, they wish that they could be like you. Santa Monica Freeway sometimes makes a country girl blue.
You're the reason God made Oklahoma. You're the reason God made Oklahoma.
You.
I worked 10 hours on a John Deere tractor, just thinking of you all day.
I got a calico cat and a two-room flat on a street in West LA.
You're the reason God made Oklahoma. The reason God made Oklahoma, and I'm sure missing you. I'm sure missing you.
You're the reason God made Oklahoma by David Frizzell. It's time to tell you who we are and what we're doing. You're listening to Wombats and Music, and this is your host, Harry Baya. Wombats and Music comes on Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1, and we're coming to you from Emory and Henry College in Emory, Virginia, WEHC-FM 90.7, your college and community station. We're in the southwest corner of Virginia, about 2.5 hours out of Asheville, North Carolina, a little less than that, and about 100 miles west of Roanoke. A lot of people think Virginia ends at Roanoke, but no, there's another 100 miles. We're down at the corner of the state. We're not too far from North Carolina, Tennessee, and West Virginia. And Emory and Henry College has a radio station, WEHC, which you're listening to. If you'd like to send me email, send it to hbaya, H-B-A-Y-A, at ehc.edu. EHC is Emory Henry College. And Wombats and Music is my chance to play for you songs I love and put in an occasional oddball thing, which I call a wombat. Well, we haven't got any wombats tonight, but we do have an interesting song coming up. This is Farron Young's first hit in 1955, his first number one hit, Live Fast, Love Hard, Die Young. And Farron Young apparently was quite a wild young man, and he didn't die young. He lived to 64. I won't get into all that, but he did at least live to 64. And the song idea was written, by a guy named James Allison while watching a gangster movie starring young John Derrick. Allison explained, all through this picture, the actor said, I want to die young and leave a good-looking corpse. It struck me as a good idea for a song, so I wrote Live Fast, Love Hard, Die Young. I didn't write it for anybody, but when Ken Nelson heard it, he said, we'll do that with Farron Young. So apparently this people knew Farron Young was the right guy to sing Live Hard, Love Fast, Die Young. So that's what he did. He sang this song, and it's classic honky-tonk. Thank you.
die young and leave a beautiful memory. I want to live fast, love hard, die young and leave a beautiful memory. Don't want slow walking or sad singing, let them have a jubilee. I want to leave a lot of happy women thinking pretty thoughts of me. I want to live fast, love hard, die young and leave a beautiful memory. I got a hot rod car and a cowboy suit and I really do get around. I got a little black book and the gals look cute and I know the name of every spot in town. I want to find them, fool them, leave them, let them do the same to me. I want to live fast, love hard, die young and leave a beautiful memory. Wampus cat, let me grab my hat and baby, come along with me. We're gonna do some fancy stepping. We're really going on a spree. I wanna live fast, love hard, die young and leave a beautiful memory. Now you may not approve of the things I do, but it really don't bother me. But don't ever think you're gonna tie me down. I'm gonna stay foot loose, fancy free, jump back, make tracks, move out, let them pretty gals and me. I wanna live fast, love hard, die young, and leave a beautiful memory.
Live fast, love hard, die young by Farron Young. Now for something a little more mellow. This is Young Love by Sonny James. Recorded in 1957, it went to number one. And Tab Hunter recorded the same song the same year. It also went to number one on the Country Music Hit Parade. I like this song a lot. I remember it from my senior year in high school and freshman year in college. So this was Young Love by Sonny James. And there's something about this song that I would call sweet.
They say forever, boy and girl, there's just one love in this whole world. And I know I found mine. The heavenly touch of your embrace tells me no one could take your place ever in my heart. Young love. One kiss from your sweet lips will tell me that your love is real, and I can feel that it's true. We will vow to one another, there will never be another love for you or for me. Young love.
Emotion.
devotion.
That was Young Love by Sonny James. Next is a song very similar in a way, I think, at least the mood. It's from 1958, a year later, and a little story about it. It's called Poor Little Fool, sung by Ricky Nelson. It was written by Sharon Sheely, who was only 15 at the time, and had met Elvis Presley, and Elvis Presley encouraged her to write songs. And so she wrote this song and decided she wanted Ricky Nelson to sing it. So she drove to Ricky Nelson's house and pretended her car was broken down. And he came out to help, and then she sprang the song on him. And he sang it, and it went to be number one. In fact, it was the first Billboard magazine had just started up and created, well, they had just created something called the Hot 100 chart. And this was the first song to make it to number one. But all that's irrelevant, kind of. It's just a nice song. Ricky Nelson sings it, written by a 15-year-old girl, based on the fact that she had had a broken heart from an earlier relationship.
I used to play around with hearts, pacing at my call. But when I met that little girl, I knew that I would fall. Poor little fool, oh yeah, I was a fool.
Poor little fool, I was a fool all night.
She'd play around and tease me with her carefree devil eyes. She'd hold me close and kiss me, but her heart was full of lies. Poor little fool, oh yeah, I was a fool.
Poor little fool, I was a fool, oh yeah.
She told me how she cared for me and that we'd never part. And so for the very first time I gave away my heart. Poor little fool, oh yeah, I was a fool.
Poor little fool, I was a fool, oh yeah.
The next day she was gone and I knew she lied to me. She left me with a broken heart, won her victory. Poor little fool, oh yeah, I was a fool. Game with other hearts, but I never thought I'd see the day when someone else would play love's foolish game with me. Poor little fool, oh yeah, I was a fool.
Poor little fool, I was a fool, oh yeah.
Poor little fool, oh yeah, I was a fool.
Poor Little Fool by Ricky Nelson. Now we have a local group. This is the Wolf Brothers. They are from Elk Creek Valley of Grayson County. All of them live there. And they're not that well known. They aren't even, they don't have a Wikipedia entry. But I ran across this song recently and liked it. I've actually met them, I think, at festivals. They play locally sometimes. Very talented musicians. And on their website, they have a picture of a award. Looks like a little plaque. It says ACMA 2013 Blue Ridge Acoustic Uprising Old Time Vocal Group of the Year. So they apparently did really well in last year. They won an award. This song is, I said earlier at the show that I'm going to have another traditional local sort of country bluegrass song. This is it. Don't Drink Nothing But Corn. About drinking corn liquor. And I have been to some fiddle gatherings here in this area, and at one point they passed around some moonshine. And I asked about, was it safe? And they said, well, first of all, it's legal that you can make moonshine as long as you don't sell it. You can make your own liquor. And secondly, this was made by a doctor who was very careful of what he made. So I had a sip just to be part of the group. And this song is more about the old-time moonshine days. So Don't Drink Nothing But Corn by the Wolf Brothers from 2007.
Now, if you want to set your head on fire, don't drink nothing but corn. Sure as you're born, if you want to set your head on fire, don't drink nothing but corn. Molly Hatchet said with scorn, give your husbands knee-high soda, take away their corn. Back on that campaign morn, put our still pots back online. Now we don't drink nothing but corn. Sure as you're born, if you want to set your head on fire, don't drink nothing but corn.
Brothers, don't drink nothing but corn. Well, now we're going to have quite a change in pace. This is from 1955, and it's by J.P. Morgan, and it went up to number 3 on the hit parade. Didn't make it number 1, but a great song. It's called That's All I Want From You, and it just catches a mood of someone who's in love, I think, and this is all they want.
A little love that slowly grows and grows, not one that comes and goes, that's all I want from you. A sunny day with hopes up to the sky, a kiss and no goodbye, that's all I want from you. Don't let me down, oh, show me that you care. So get your share. Don't let me down. I have no time to wait. Tomorrow might not come when dreamers dream too late. A little love that slowly grows and grows, not one that comes and goes. That's all I want from you. Don't let me down. Oh, show me that you care. Remember when you give, you also get your share. Don't let me down. I have no time to wait. Tomorrow might not come when dreamers dream too late. That's all I want from you.
That's All I Want From You by J.P. Morgan. Well, now we're back to bluegrass. This is East Virginia by Dana and Susan Robinson. This is a fairly well-known song. A lot of people have recorded it, and a lot of people sing it. I've sung it in groups. It's called East Virginia, and I think this is a wonderful recording of it.
Age, I do not know.
that was East Virginia. And I often talk about banjo styles. I'm very much a fan of frailing banjo. I'm pretty sure that was not frailing banjo. I'm pretty sure that was three-finger picking. And so it has its place. It's beautiful. Next up is The Foggy Dew by Sinead O'Connor. And this is Sinead O'Connor has one of the most powerful, interesting voices I've ever heard. This particular song was written to chronicle the Easter Uprising of 1916 in Ireland. At that point, a lot of Irishmen were going off to fight in World War II, and the song was written to say, hey guys, don't fight for England, come fight for Ireland, fight for us to be free. I'll read you the first verse or two to give you an idea, then you'll hear Sinead O'Connor sing it. As down the glen one Easter morn to a city fair rode I, their armed lines of marching men in squadrons passed me by. No pipe did hum, no battle drum did sound its loud tattoo, but the Angelus bell or the livery swell rang out in the foggy dew. Right proudly high over Dublin's tower they hung out the flag of war. 'Twas better to die 'neath an Irish sky than at Suvie on Sudel Bar. So the basic idea is, come fight for us. Fight for Ireland, not for England. And Sinead O'Connor puts her heart into this.
She's brilliant.
We had a rehearsal with Sinead the day before.
That was Sinead O'Connor, The Foggy Dew, with some commentary on the end and how she kind of came into the recording studio and just kind of blew everybody away. I can believe that. Anyway, you've been listening to Wombats and Music with your host, Harry Baya. We come to you on Mondays at 7 p.m. from WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station at Emory and Henry College in Emory, Virginia. And again, Saturdays at 1 o'clock if you want to hear us, and you can also contact me here. I hope to hear from you, and I want to wish you all a good week and encourage you to do what I ask you to do every week, in which I also try to do, and that is to celebrate most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.